Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You know, before we go to the message,
在我们进到信息之前
I have an announcement.
我有一点报告。
The Lord is coming.
主要再来。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
I think the Lord will answer our prayer.
主要回答应我们的祷告。
That He will come quickly.
他要快来。
Oh, may we be the people that will hasten His return.
但愿我们是一般人，来把他迎接回来。
You know, praise the Lord that we have this conference this time.
这次我们有这样的一个特会。
And the general title of the conference is the urgent need in the Lord's recovery.
这一次特会的总题是主今日恢复中急切的需要。
Praise the Lord, we are in the Lord's recovery.
赞美主，我们在主的恢复中。
I just hope that we all realize that we are in the Lord's recovery.
我盼望我们都明白我们是在主的恢复中。
You know, I was very impressed one time.
有一次我有一个很深刻的印象。
When I was traveling with Liu Sui, the editor-in-chief of the Taiwan Book Room for 70 years.
我跟的台湾福音书房的一个编辑者，这个出门十七年之久。
You know, he asked me to go with him.
他有一次要我跟他一起去。
To visit a brother.
去拜访弟兄们。
Who has been in the recovery for so long.
他这位弟兄已经在主的恢复中很多年了。
And he is an elder, and he is also a co-worker.
他是个长老，也是一个同工。
And so when we went.
当我们去的时候
，He asked this brother，
他问这位弟兄
，Very seriously，
他很严肃地问他
，He said， Are you in the Lord's recovery？
他说你是不是在主的恢复中
？He said， Are you in the Lord's recovery？
你是不是在主的恢复里
？I think brother Liu Sui is asking me also。
啊，这刘穗弟兄也问我
，Are we in the Lord's recovery？
我们是不是在主的恢复
？If we are really in the Lord's recovery，
如果我们真正的在主的恢复中
，We will have all the things that is what the Lord is recovering。
我们会有所有，也包括在主恢复中的事物。
So that brother answered，
这位弟兄回答说
，He said， "I think I'm the Lord's recovery."
我想我是在主的恢复中。
But then brother Liu Sui said， "Well，
这位刘穗弟兄说。
What is the Lord's recovery?
到底什么是主的恢复？
You know, I just hope that today we would know.
我盼望我们都今天都知道。
That the Lord's recovery is not just a name.
主的恢复不是只是在名字上、名称上。
You know, the Baptists call themselves Baptists.
浸信会称他们自己为浸信会。
The Presbyterian call themselves Presbyterian.
长老会就是叫长老会。
The Lutheran, Lutheran.
路德会。
So don't think that you're in the Lord's recovery, that's your name.
不要认为主的恢复是我们的名称。
So when people ask you, which church do you go?
当人家问你是去什么教会啊
？I don't know how you answer them.
我不知道你怎么回答他。
You may answer, "Oh, I'm in the recovery church."
也许说我是在主恢复中的教会。
That's not quite right.
这不是那么准确。
We are in the church.
我们是在教会中。
The one unique church in the whole entire universe.
在宇宙中是唯一独一的教会。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So when people ask you, "Are you in the church?" you should say yes, and you also are in the church.
如果人家问你，你是不是在教会中？你说我是，而且你也在教会中。
But because the church has started to degrade even before the apostles of the first century left,
主的恢复在第一世纪就堕落了。
The recovery has to start.
这个恢复就开始了。
So even with Apostle Paul.He would write all those second book, like second Timothy and all this book.
使徒保罗就写了很多的后书，就是提摩太后书。
And Peter wrote second Peter.
还有彼得后书。
And John has his epistles.
那个约翰有约翰的三本书。
And then all these are recovery messages.
这些都是恢复的信息。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
I hope we recognize
我们盼望我们都认识到
that it is of the Lord's great mercy that we are in the recovery today.
我们是何等的蒙主的怜悯，在主的恢复中。
As we are considering this,
当我们在这里考虑这些的时候
in the recent recovery of the Lord since 1922,
在1992年主开始他的恢复。
With our brother Ni.
由尼弟兄开始。
He has been speaking to us all this mystery of God.
他把神的奥秘向我们打开。
Oh, may we go to the Lord and open our entire being.
但愿我们都向主敞开我们的自己。
You know, so that He could actually penetrate us with what He is.
他能够把他自己完全的渗透到我们的里面。
So that we truly will be His recovery.
我们真实的成为他的恢复。
So that we can recover the return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够恢复到一个地步，让主能够回来。
To end this age of grace.
结束这个恩典的时代。
To bring in the age of the kingdom.
带进国度的时代。
I hope we all have this aspiration.
但愿我们都有这样的渴慕。
And that we pray very much.
我们在这里祷告。
That this recovery that we are in,
我们所在的恢复
will be the last recovery.
那是一个最后的恢复。
Oh, the recovery that will bring our Lord back.
这个恢复要把主带回来。
Oh, I just pray that the Lord would do this among us.
但愿主要在我们当中做这些事。
He wants to return.
他要回来。
That's why all this thing is happening all over the world today.
今天在世界上发生这么许多的事。
But we too must be one with Him.
我们在这里需要与他合一
，in our spirit and in our soul，
在我们的灵里，也要在我们的魂中
，to hasten his return，
在这里来催促他的再来。
You know, after much consideration and prayer and fellowship，
当我们在这里祷告跟交通的时候
，we feel that in this conference，
在这个特会中
，we need to have a message。
我们在这里需要有一篇信息
that correspond to what the Lord's recovery really should be，
要回应到到底主的恢复是什么。
That's why the general subject of this conference，
在这次的特会的总题里面
，is the urgent need in the Lord's recovery today。
在这里主今日的恢复中有一个急切的需要。
Oh, the urgent need in the Lord's recovery today。
这是急切的需要。
We did not invent this phrase.
我们不是在这里创造一个新的名词。
It was spoken by Brother Lee.
这是李弟兄曾经说过的。
I believe some of you know that Brother Lee spoke this in 1995.
有些人你们可能知道1995年李弟兄就提到这件事。
You know, in 1994,
1994年
Brother Lee starts speaking about the highest peak of the divine revelation.
他开始讲到这个高峰的真理。
This is not really the first time he spoke about this.
这不是他第一次说到这些。
That's why in so many of our hymns, he already alluded to this.
他已经进到这样的里面。
But he felt like he just need to speak about this truth emphatically in 1994.
所以到1994年，他需要把这样的话更清楚地说出来。
But in 1995,
1995年
almost a year after.Almost a year after 1994, when he spoke about the highest peak of the divine revelation,
在1994年一年之后，他说到的，高峰的真理。
He spoke a series of messages, six messages.
他在这里讲到有六篇的信息。
And that's in the book called The Issue of the Union of the Consummated Spirit of the Triune God and the Regenerated Spirit of the Believers.
他这里是说到在为我这里面
第四篇
他这里没有这里三一神终极完成之灵与信徒重生之灵连接的果效。
It's such a long title.
这是一个很长的一个题目。
Do you remember really what the title is?
你记不记得那个题目啊？
So should I repeat it again?
我是不是再重复一遍？
Okay. It's called Actually, it's talking about two things.
这里是讲到两件事。
The consummated spirit and our spirit.
是讲到终极完成的灵跟我们的灵。
But the spirit has an issue.
这里有一个果效。
And what is the issue of these two spirits?
这两个灵的果效是什么呢？
It's the Lord's recovery.
这就是主的恢复。
So the title of that book, let me repeat.
它这本书的题目是
If the issue of the union of the consummated spirit of the triune God,And the regenerated spirit of us, the believers.
是三一神终极完成之灵跟信徒重生之灵连接的果效。
Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, when he spoke that,
当他讲到这些的时候
I think some of us were there.
我们有些在场的人
，and we were quite touched with what he spoke.
我们非常的被这些话摸着。
Because in the last message, message six of that conference,
那一个特会的第六篇信息
，he spoke about the three aspects of the Lord's recovery.
他就讲到主恢复的三方面。
Three aspects of the Lord's recovery.
主恢复的三方面。
You know, Brother Lee used so many different ways to talk about these three aspects.
李弟兄用许多不同的方式来讲到这个三方面。
But you know, it seems like when it is such important thing, we tend to forget.
有时候常常我们把很重要的事都忘记了。
So what are those three aspects of the Lord's recovery?
到底这个主恢复的三方面是什么呢？
The first aspect.Is the divine the revelation in the Bible?
第一个的方面乃是神圣启示在圣经中的启示。
But actually, when we talk about the divine revelation in the Bible, it's the revelation of God.
这里是说到神对有关神的启示。
We need to see who our God is.
我们要看见到底什么乃是我们的神是怎么样的神。
You know, so there he used six items to talk about this.
他在这里用六个方面来讲到神。
The revelation God consists of these six items.
这里讲到六个方面。
And he said that if we actually get into this crucial aspect of the Lord's recovery,
他说当我们进入这样的主恢复的这个方面的时候，
we will be the overcomers that will bring the Lord back.
我们要成为得胜者，把主带回来。
I think we all want to be overcomers, right?
我想我们都盼望能做得胜者。
So this is very important for us to dive into.
这是让我们需要完全的进入这样的。
So the first item of the revelation is the revelation concerning the eternal economy of God.
它是讲到有关神永远的经纶。
Oh, the eternal economy of God.
有关神永远经纶的启示。
And the second one is concerning the divine Trinity.
这是第二是有关神圣的三一。
You know, that's why Brother Lee spoke so many messages on the Divine Trinity.
李弟兄在就着神圣的三一说了很多很多遍的信息。
If my understanding is correct,
如果我领会正确的话，
he spoke more than 200 messages on the Divine Trinity.
至少有200篇以上的信息。
You know, at one time he was speaking about this.
他有一次他讲到这个。
So I was quite worried.
我有时候很担心。
I said, Brother Lee may not have any other things to say.
你好像没有别的事可说了。
Maybe we should entice him to speak other things.
我们希望他能够说些别的事。
But he would speak on the Divine Trinity, Divine Trinity, Divine Trinity.
他一直说到神圣的三一，神圣的三一。
Praise the Lord, this triune God is not actually for us to understand.
这三一神不是让我们去领会了解的。
But it is for us to enjoy.
乃是让我们去享受的。
To experience.
是经历的
for us to take him in,
让我们能够把他接受进来。
If he is not trying, we can never get him in.
如果他不是三一，我们没有办法把他接受进来。
Oh, but praise the Lord, he did not stay as the unapproachable light.
他不是住在人不能靠近的光。
Oh, he became a man.
他乃是成为一个人。
And he goes through all these processes.
经过了这许多的过程。
To become the life-giving spirit.
成为赐生命的灵。
So that he can enter into the spirit that he has created in us.
他能够进到他所创造的在我们人里面的灵。
Oh, praise the Lord for this divine trinity.
赞美主，我们有神圣的三一。
Oh, may we be enjoying this divine trinity all day and all the rest of our life.
我们盼望我们都能享受这神圣的三一。
You know, so
一直到永远。
The third one is the revelation of the person and work of the all-inclusive Christ.
第三就是关于包罗万有的基督身位和工作的启示。
But he also shared in some other place.
他也在别处交通道。
That this Christ is not just all-inclusive.
这位基督不光是包罗万有。
He is also all-extensive.
他还是延展无限的基督。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这是好不好啊？
So don't think that you're able to enjoy him all of him in this lifetime.
不要以为你在这个今生就可以经历这一切。
Praise the Lord, we have eternity to keep enjoying him.
赞美主，我们可以一直享受他到永远。
Don't you think that is wonderful?
这是不是很好呢？
I still remember when I heard about this all-inclusive and all-extensive Christ.
当我听到这个名词“包罗万有、延展无限的基督
”，You know, it says I was saved again.
我觉得我又得救了一次。
Because I was so worried.
我很担心。
That in eternity we would run out of things to enjoy.
到永远里我们没有东西可以享受了。
Oh, but I praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
He's not just all inclusive. He's all extensive.
他不仅是包罗万有，还是延展无限的。
You know, it's just like the universe is expanding all the time.
就像这个宇宙是一直在那里扩大。
Oh, praise the Lord for this all inclusive, all extensive Christ.
赞美主，我们有一位。包罗万有、延展无限的基督。
Oh, we can really enjoy him.
我们可以一直的享受他。
We can enjoy his person. We can enjoy his work.
我们可以享受他的工作和他的人位。
Then we come to the revelation concerning the consummated life-giving spirit.
另外就讲到终极完成赐生命之灵的启示。
He is a compounded spirit.
他乃是一个复合的灵。
With the divine spirit plus four other things.
它是神的灵再加上四样的。
Oh, praise the Lord. So in this spirit,
在这个灵里
you have death and you have resurrection.
这里有死和复活。
You have the all-inclusive death and you have the effectiveness of resurrection.
有包罗万有的死也有这个复活的功效。
Oh, praise the Lord for this consummated spirit.
这乃是终极完成的灵。
You know, Bradley shared one time.
李弟兄有一次交通道。
That it is among us.
在我们中间。
That we discover such a thing.
我们发现了这些事。
Called that we can, you know, that our Lord goes through all the processes.
我们的神走经过许多的过程。
So that he can be consummated as the Spirit.
他最终能够终极完成一个灵，成为一个灵。
You know, some people said, "How can you say that our God goes through some processes?"
他说，有人就问他，你怎么能说我们的神经过一些的过程呢？
But if you think about it,
如果你在这里考虑一下
，When he became man,
当主成为神成为灵
，Isn't that a process?
那不是一个过程吗
？When he lives among men.
他在人当中生活的时候
，That's another process，
也是一个过程。
And when he died, it's a process。
他经过死也是过程。
When he was resurrected, it's another process。
复活又是另外一个过程。
Then he was ascended。
他升天了。
All these are processes。
这些都是一些的过程。
It's at the end of his death and resurrection that he became the life-giving spirit。
在死而复活之后，他成了那赐生命的灵。
Oh, so that this unapproachable life, the divine God can enter into you and me。
那位原先是人住在人所不能靠近的光的神，却能进到人的里面。
So that we truly could be called the sons of God.
我们才能被称为是神的儿子。
Just think about this.
想一想看。
If you're ever depressed, if you're ever 下沉。
Oh, you ever? 你什么时候下沉？
Just think about this.
你需要考虑这些点。
We are sons of God.
我们是神的儿子。
You're not the son of Biden.
你不是拜登的儿子。
Oh, you're not sons of Trump.
你也不是川普的儿子。
You are sons of the living God.
你是一位活神的儿子。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这是非常的好。
Oh, I just praise the Lord so much.
我赞美主。
Oh, the more we go into all this ministry.
当我们经过这些许多的执事的话
，Oh, we can be like Paul.
我们就能像保罗一样
，We can always rejoice.
一直在那里享
受。Oh, praise the Lord.
喜乐。
Okay, and then the next thing is.
下面一个点是
concerning the eternal life.
有关神永远的生命。
Eternal life.
神永远的生命
is not just the everlasting life.
不是永生。
You know, when I first heard the gospel about Everlasting life.
当我们听到第一次听到福音讲到人得永生
，You know many people say if you believe in the Lord, you will have an everlasting life.
有人说你信了主之后，你就会永远不长生不死。
You know, but in that speaking, it seems like
这个说法好像是说
they are talking that we will never die.
我们永远不死。
But we still have our life, this kind of life that
我们还有这种生命。
So I'm already tired with this life.
我们确实是对于我们这个生命是很
And if I cannot die with this life, I'll be very miserable.
我们如果会一直的很这个 miserable， 为什么讲？
下沉，
下沉的，可怜的。
Okay, so I'm just so glad that this life that we receive is not just this natural life, is the divine life of God.
我们所接受到的不是我们像我们这样的生命，我们所接受的乃是一个神圣的生命。
It's an uncreated life.
是一个未受造的生命。
It's an indestructible life.
不能够毁坏的生命。
It's incorruptible life.
不能够朽坏的生命。
Oh, praise the Lord! This is the life of God.
这是神的生命。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这是不是太美妙了？
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, and the last revelation that we need to really dive into
另外一个我们要进入的点是
is the revelation of the body of Christ.
有关基督身体的启示
You know, the church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体
It's not just the house of God. It's not just the kingdom. It's the body of Christ.
不光是神的家神的国它还是神的身体基督的身体
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主
so when we want to know what the Lord's recovery is,
如果我们要知道什么是主的恢复
we need to know that the first aspect of the Lord's recovery is the revelation of all this precious, divine, crucial truth.
我们都要认识到这个神圣像启示出来的神
And you can say that all this divine truth is just talking about this divine God.
这些神圣的真理都是讲到这位神
And then probably continue the second aspect of the Lord's recovery.
这里讲李弟兄就接续讲到第二个方面。
Is the God man living?
就是神人的生活。
Oh, praise the Lord! If we truly see the divine revelation,
如果我们看见神圣的启示
，and we truly believe that we are now the God man, just like our Lord,
我们就成为一个神人，像我们的主一样。
Surely we can live a life of the God man.
我们就能够活一个神人的生活。
And then the last thing, the brother shared in this chapter,
在这一处，李弟兄又说到第三点。
The third aspect of the Lord's recovery is the practice of the church.
第三方面的恢复乃是召会的实行。
Oh, praise the Lord! It's the practice of the church.
赞美主，召会的实行。
Okay, after he spoke all these things,
当我们经过交通这些点之后
，At the end of that chapter，
在那个那一章的最后
，Broly spoke about the present urgent need of the Lord's recovery。
李弟兄交通到我们需要有一些当前急需注意的事。
And he further explained these three aspects in this way。
他就把这三方面这样的说法。
Okay, he said that the three things that he spoke in this present urgent need are, number one, that we all need to ask the Lord for a new revival.
他说我们都需要跟主求一个新的复兴。
A revival of a God-man life.
乃是一个神人生活的。
And then we need to produce the vital groups.
我们要产生活力牌
and endeavor to gain people to be members of the body of Christ for the building up of the body of Christ.
得人来做基督身体上的肢体，建造基督的身体。
And then we need to pursue prophesying for the building up of the body of Christ.
我们还要追求伸言，使基督的身体得建造。
If you compare these three things with the three aspects of the Lord's recovery,
你把这三项跟这个前面提到的三个点
，I think we will be more clear as to what Brother Lee is talking about.When he talks about the Lord's recovery,
当我们就会更清楚地认识到李弟兄所说的
He's talking about that we need the revelation.
我们需要有神圣的启示
If we truly see the revelation,
如果我们真正的看见这样的启示
we will be revived.
我们就会得复兴
Don't you think so?
你是不是这样呢
I could never forget when one time Brother Lee shared.
有一次李弟兄说，我永远不能忘记的一个点
He said when he saw that Christ is in us.He was beside himself.
当他看见基督能住在他的里面的时候，他是疯狂了。
So that's seeing a true realization that this very Christ that we're talking about is in him.
真正的认识到我们所知道的这位基督是住在我们的里面。
Then he was beside himself.
他在这里就疯狂了。
He was revived.
他就得了复兴了。
And then later on, he said, when he saw that we are in Christ,
他讲到我们在基督里。
Again, he was beside himself.
他也癫狂了。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
the Lord is so merciful to us.
主对我们实在是满了恩典。
He has shown us so many divine truths.
他把许多神圣的真理赐给我们。
But how many times were we beside ourselves?
我们到底有多少时候是疯狂的、癫狂的?
We are always keeping ourselves.
我们好像常常的很冷静的。
But if we truly see what the Lord is revealing to us,
当我们真正看见神主要向我们启示的
oh, something will touch our very being.
我们的人的深处会被摸走。
We will not be the same.
他不再不会离开我们。
Don't you think that is something?
这是不是很特别的事
？So you know, as we go through this,
当我们经过这些点
，I hope we realize that we are not here trying to speak all those things that has already been spoken many times.
我们不在这里这个重新炒冷饭。
Oh, we really hope
我们盼望
that by the Lord re-speaking of these things,
但愿主在这里一再地向我们说这些话
all of a sudden light will shine.
这些光要照耀在里面
Oh, the light that is brighter than the midday sun.
这个光像日午的光
So that we will take another way.
让我们能够有另外一条路
We may be going one way
我们原先走一条路
But if we really see the light
当我们真见能光照的时候
We will take the God-ordained way
我们就会走神所命定的路
So I just hope that the Lord will be so merciful to us
我求主真的是能够怜悯我们
We should all be revived
我们都能得复兴
And when we revive, we will live a God-man life
我们得复兴我们就会过一个神人的生活
And our Group meeting will all be vitalized.
我们的排聚会、排聚集会得复兴
Full of life, full of activity.
满了生命，满了行动
And we will also pursue prophesying.
我们也会在这里追求声言
Because we recognize
我们看见
that all these things that the Lord has given us
神主所给我们的这些点
is not just for ourselves.
这不是只是为着我们自己
But it is for the building up of the body of Christ.
乃是为着建造基督的身体
If you hear all these things and you keep it to yourself,
如果你把这些所听见的都保留在你自己的里面
then nothing much regarding the body of Christ will be done.
那基督的身体就不容易能够实现
But if we truly receive it from the Lord,
如果我们真实的得到这样的
And really saw what Paul is telling us to us for them, for you.
保罗是这么说，我们所领受到的乃是为着别人。
And we will prophesy.
我们在这里要声言。
According to the enjoyment, according to the experience that we have of God.
照着我们所享受、所经历到的。
So we can all dispense Christ to one another.
但愿我们在这里分赐。彼此分赐基督。
Oh, for the building up of the body of Christ.
为着建造基督的身体。
You know, at the end of this conference,
在那个特会的结尾
we would like to conclude it with another message.
我们在这里盼望有一篇的信息
You know, and this message,
这篇信息
is the burden of brotherly.
是李弟兄的负担
You know, as we come to the last, you know, how about practice of the church life?
在这里讲到操实行召会的生活
We need to be careful how we practice the church life.
我们要很小心，我们怎么来过我们的召会生活。
You know, it is possible.
有一个可能
that when we try to practice the church life,
我们想要这个操练召会生活的时候
we are actually bringing dissension among the members of the body.
我们会在身体中造成一些的异议
And this is not, you know, this has happened before.
这些事曾经发生过
And so that's why we are worried.
如果我们会担心
And that's why Bradley spoke about this
他就讲到这些点
Even at the start of his ministry In the very early days of his ministry
在他早期的执事的时候他也说到
You know in 1971
在1971年
If you remember
如果你记得
It seems like 1971 is a wonderful year
1971年是一个很美妙的一年
You know the Lord's recovery went to Los Angeles
主的恢复到了洛杉矶
1962
1962年到洛杉矶
Okay, for some time it remains in a very small area
经过了很长的一段时间都在那个附近
Not many people
没有那么多的人
But then the Lord starting to bring flocks of men to Eldon Hall
后来主带了许多人到那个艾登会所
You know, they prayed according to Ezekiel that the Lord would send in flocks of men, not one by one, but flocks of men.
他们在那里祷告说，求主带进一批一批的人进来。
And actually, the Lord did.
这就是主所做的。
But after Eldenholm becomes so congested, you know.
后来那个艾登会所就塞满了人。
You know, that's a small hall.
那是一个小的会所。
They fit 500 plus people into that hall.
他有五百个人挤到那个小会所的里面。
So if you don't go early,
如果你不聚会不早到。
Then you have to stand in the back.
你要站在后面。
Standing room only.
只能站着位，站着。
So you have to go half an hour to an hour early so you can sit.
你聚会都要提早半个小时。
You know, I'm so glad I was able to experience that.
我曾经有这样的经历。
You know, but what happened then is,
在那边之后
there was a start of migration.
就开始有一个移民
migration to Chicago, migration to different places.
移民到芝加哥，到其他不同的地方。
But when that happened,
当那个发生的时候
，Brawley want to make sure.
李弟兄就要确定
that we, after we receive all this high truth,
当我们接触到这些真理的时候
，would not become a problem to the church.
不能够因着这个造成教会的难处。
That's why he spoke some messages.
他这里说一些的信息。
And that's in the book called The Speciality, Generality, and Practicality of the Church Life.
那就是一本书叫做《教会生活的专特、包容与实行》这本书。
So we would like to end this conference with these messages.
在这个特会的结束，我们盼望要进到这一篇的信息里。
If you look at that book.
当你去读这本书的时候
you know, it was published in the 80s, right? And there was a foreword in that book.
在那本书里面有个戒言
You know, I don't know if you read forewords when you read a book, you know.
我不知道你读书的时候有没有读那个书前面的那个戒言
But those forewords is actually for a reason.
那个戒言是很重要的
It's for you to read.
是很重要的来读的
Okay, and this foreword,It's one of the rare time that Brawley's book has a foreword by Benson Phillip.
这本书是很少李弟兄很少的其中的一本书是由 Benson 弟兄所写的戒言。
You know, Benson was so touched by that speaking in 1971.
这1971年的说话对 Benson 有很大的影响。
You know, so there was much fellowship to print it into a book.
他就在这里把这本书印出来。
And Brawley allowed him to put in the foreword.
而且李弟兄让他写这个前面的戒言。
I would like to read a few paragraphs of what Benson shared.
我也想要读有一小段他所写的。
Okay, he's talking about this, you know. He said, concerning the faith, we must be very specific and particular.
他说讲到我们的信仰，我们要非常的注意。
However, concerning the other things, we must follow Paul's example and be general.
关于别的事，我们必须跟随保罗的榜样，是包容的。
Never insisting that others believe as we do.
绝不坚持别人要信我们所信的。
Oh, to possess such a spirit of generality is the generality of the church life.
具有这样的包容的灵，就是教会生活的包容性。
If we are special and insist on anything other than the common faith,
我们若是在共同信仰以外的任何事上特殊并有所坚持
called the common faith.
这里有一个东西叫做共同的信仰。
When we talk about common faith, it's talking about the things that we believe in.
他讲到共同的信仰就是我们所相信的。
You know, like all those things that we just talk about, you know, the triune God, you know, all-inclusive Christ, those are the common faith.
刚刚我们提到的有关三一神，有关包罗万有的基督。
So when we're talking about common faith here, it's not talking our ability to believe.
它不是讲到我们要相信的能力。
But it's talking about the things that we believe in.
而是我们所信仰、相信的东西。
Okay, let me continue.
那我来继续说。
Okay, if we are special and insist on anything other than the common faith, the oneness will surely be damaged.And division will occur.
我们若是在共同信仰以外的任何事物上特殊并有所坚持，一必然会受到破坏，分裂就会发生。
You know, so Benson is really telling us.
这个 Benson 听说非常的
Our goal is nothing else but to build up the body of Christ.
他知道认识到我们的目标乃是要建造基督的身体。
Our only goal is the New Jerusalem.
我们的 独一的目标就是新耶路撒冷。
Anything to come in and destroy this oneness.
我们不盼望有任何其他的事物能够拦阻这样的事。
So I just hope that we all see this point.
我盼望我们都看见这个点。
Yes, we have specific common faith.
我们有一个共同的信仰。
But it should also be balanced.By our generality,
这是专特的
especially in our practice.
包容的
We will go through that during the outlines.
我们会在
Let me continue with what Benson shared.
我们会在纲目中会进到这些小的点
You see, the primary thing, the first thing, in the practicality of the church life, is life and the growth in life.
我们在教会生活的实行上，首要的是就是生命。和生命长大的事
All for the experience and enjoyment of life, we need to feed on Jesus.
为要经历并享受生命，我们需要从基督得喂养。
The best way to eat and partake of Him who is life is to exercise our spirit by calling on His name and pray, reading His word.
吃他并有份于这样的生命，上好的路就是借着呼求他的名。并导读他的话来运用我们的灵
The practicality of the church life also includes ministering the healthy teaching, the healthy word.
教会生活的实行也包括供应健康的教训、健康的话
It should include
这些
all the saints prophesying in the meetings.
众圣徒在聚会中的声言
Practicing brotherly love,
实行弟兄相爱
exercising obedience without any practice of human lordship,
操练顺从，没有任何人为的辖管
or being a functioning member,
做进贡用的肢体
and practicing the universal priesthood,
实行普遍的祭司职分
Furthermore, it includes imparting life to others.
不但如此，教会生活的实行还包括分赐生命给人
，to bring them forth as fruit，
使他们成为果子
；caring for others，
照顾人
；by feeding and nourishing them，
借着喂养并滋养人
；and spreading the Lord's testimony throughout，
能借着移民来扩展主的见证。
Yeah. You know, when I read this，
当我读这些的时候。
You know, I used to think when we talk about the practice of the church life,
他讲到实行教会的生活
is to make sure we arrange our chair properly.
我以为只是说我们要把椅子排好
We clean our bathroom.
把厕所洗干净
You know, we have all these outward things.
很多外面的事
Yes, this outward thing is needed.
这些外面的事物是需要的
But the main thing in our practice of the church life
但是重要的教会的实行
is to minister Christ to one another.
乃是分赐基督
Oh, we need to minister Christ to one another.
我们供应基督给个人
This is the practice of the church life.
教会生活乃是彼此供应基督
That's why in that chapter, when he first talked about the practicing of the church life, and at the end, he talks about prophesying.
好，他在刚刚讲到那一篇的结尾，他说到要申言
The major practice we need to have in the church life
在教会中的重要的实行
is to have a proper prophesying time to one another.
乃是有一个很正确的申言的时间给。
Okay, now let me have a conclusion of what Benson shared.
我在这里看到他结尾说
He said, those of us who were in the meeting when these messages were released can never forget their timeliness and impact.
我们这些当时在聚会中听见信息释放的人永远忘不了这些信息是何等应时并满了冲击力。
The vision of all these points was deeply wrought into us.
这一切要点的意象都深深地坐到我们里面。
As the Lord is continuing to spread His recovery throughout the whole earth.
当主继续在全地扩展他恢复的时候。
This book, we believe, will fulfill a vital need and will be of immense practical help to all the local churches.
我们相信这本书能够应付必要的需求，并会对众地方教会有广大实际的帮助。
Oh, we are grateful that this word can be made available to all the Lord's children in every place at this time.
我们感谢主，现今在各地主的儿女都能得着这样的话。
Also, we pray that He would grant us a reality.In all the local churches,
我们也祷告主，使众地方教会都有这样的实际。
You know, the Lord is truly spreading.
主是在这里预备好。
If you know something about Germany,
如果你知道有关在德国的工作，
it seems like in these last 2 years,
最近这两年，
the churches in Germany has doubled.
德国的教会增长了翻倍了。
You know, the number we have in Germany today is much more than in 1970s.
今天我们在德国的圣徒是超过在七十年代的时候。
It is really the doing of the Lord today.
实在是主的工作。
But when we want to cooperate with Him,
当我们在这里与他合作，
even if we want to go there, we have lots of burden to go and help.
当我们有负担去那边帮助的时候。
This message on the speciality, generality, and practicality of the church life
这个教会生活的专特、包容跟实行
is very much needed for us to dive into.
是非常非常必要的
So that we can actually build up the one body of Christ.
然后我们在那边就才能真实的建造一个基督的身体
This is our only goal.
这是我们唯一的目标
So we could say that in effect, we are not just building our local churches.
我们在这里不光是建造地方教会
All the local churches must be a procedure to build up the one body of Christ, the one church in the universe.
地方教会是一个手续为了基督身体的建造
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
但愿主在这里怜悯我们
Okay. The brothers want to make sure that I don't speak too long.
弟兄们要不要怕我讲得太久
So that you can all prophesy.
我们都能够有很多伸言的时间
One by one.
一个一个有伸言的时间
So let me come to the outlines.
我来到这个纲目
Okay, as you listen to the outline.
当你看到这个纲目的时候
I hope you'll exercise your spirit.
你在这里要操练你的灵
So we can mutually help one another.
我们能够彼此的鼓励
Okay, let's come to the outlines.
我们来到纲目
You know, in this outline,
在这个纲目里面
on this subject called the speciality, generality, practicality of the church life,
教会生活的专特性和一般性实行
You know, I can tell you that I was so touched with this speaking.
我在这里非常摸着他这样的说话
You know, after Brother Lee spoke so much about the God-ordained way,
当李弟兄讲到很多有关神命定的路的时候
You know, like in this series of messages, the first message we talk about is the vision of the God-ordained way,Which is the vision of the new revival?
他第一篇是讲到我们有关这个有关主这个God神圣的命定的路，乃是讲到有关神的经纶。
And you know, in one speaking of Brother Lee in 1985,
在一九八五年，李弟兄有一次说到
，Is it 85 or 86? I forgot.
或者是八六年
？Let me take a look.It's all in the books.
都在这本书里面。
Oh, it's 1986, May 25,
1986. 是1986年的5月
份。Brother Lee spoke a message to Stuttgart in Germany.
李弟兄讲了一篇信息向德国斯图嘎。
And the title is God's Economy and God-Ordained Way.
他讲到神的经纶跟神命定之路。
You know, that was a wonderful message.
是非常好的一个信息。
Because he's talking about be able to fulfill God's economy.
他说我们要完成神的经纶。
We need to be in God's ordained way.
我们要有神命定的路。
So God-Ordained Way is not something that you can have or you don't have to have.
不是我们需要有一个还是没有都不无关紧要。
It's the way that God has ordained，
乃是神所命定的路。
So that He can fulfill His eternal economy，
他才能够完成他永远的经纶。
So I hope we do not say, "Oh no, we are talking about God-ordained way again."
我盼望你们不要觉得说怎么又说到神命定的路。
Do you have such feeling？
如果你有这种感，你有这种感觉吗
？If you have such feeling, you better go and repent to the Lord.
如果你这样的感觉，你要跟主悔改。
You know, His ordained way means this is what He wants you to do.
他所命定的路是要我们要来实行的路。
This is the new and living way that He has created.
这是又新又活的路。
For us to build up the body of Christ.
让我们能够来。建造教会的身体。
But as we are building up this body of Christ,
当我们在这里建造基督身体的时候
，we need to be guided by the speciality, generality, and practicality of the church life.
我们需要照着教会生活的专特性、一般性来实行。
So, Roman number one says the speciality of the church life.
第一点，他说到教会生活的专特点。
The speciality of the church life is the faith, which is composed of the beliefs concerning the Bible, God, Christ, the work of Christ, salvation, and the church.
教会生活的专特点就是信仰，是由关于圣经、神、基督、基督救恩的工作与教会的信仰所构成。
And then the seven crucial points of the major items of the Lord's recovery.
主恢复的主要项目有七个重点。
And then those seven points, how about let's read that?、Huh?
我们一起来读这。
Maybe when we read it, we'll remember it.
七个重点。
Okay, can we all read it in English first?
我们一起用英文读一遍。
Okay, how about let's read it in Chinese?
我们用中文读一遍。乃是有份于经过过程的三一神，丰富的享受包罗万有并延展无限的基督，完满的经历终极完成复合的灵，绝对凭永远的生命而活，建造基督的身体。在地方立场上实行众召会，保守基督身体的义。
Do we have enough Spanish speakers to read it? We do. Okay, adelante. And do they have outlines? Okay, no outlines.
没有西班牙语的。
All right, let's go on.You know, we probably talk about the seven crucial points of the major item of the Lord's recovery.
当李弟兄说到这七个重点有关主恢复的项目
he said something that is very, very touching to me.
我非常被摸走。
He said, in order to be an overcomer.
他说要做一个得胜者。
In order to be an overcomer.
你要做一个得胜者。
We need to know the seven basic items of the Lord's recovery.
我们需要认识主恢复的七个基本项目。
God made Christ, the pneumatic Christ, as the center and the goal in the recovery of the seven things.
神使基督成了那四灵的基督，是要做恢复七件事的中心和目标。
I think we all want to be overcomer, right?
我们都盼望能做得胜者。
Is that right?
是不是？
We don't want to be the undergoer.
我们不喜欢做失败者。
We want to be the overcomer.
我们要做得胜者。
So these seven items are so important.
这七个项目是非常重要。
That we dive into.
我们需要进完全的进入。
Okay. So that's the speciality of the church life. That's the common faith that we are talking about.
这是我们的共同的信仰所说的，我们所说的点。
Now let's come to the generality of the church life.
当我们看到教会的一般。一般性。
Now, before we go into this outline,
当我们进到这个纲目的时候，之前
，You know, Bradley shared this, which is very important for us to understand.
李弟兄交通一个点，让我们很重要的需要了解的。
He said the speciality is the crucial point in the Lord's recovery.
他说这专特的点是非常的重要。
But he said this needs to be balanced by generality.
这个专特点需要被一般性的平衡
It needs to be balanced by generality.
要被平衡
Okay, let me see if I could read. Okay, Bradley shared.
你弟兄说到
In this message, you know, he said, we have seen that the speciality is balanced by the generality. And the generality is also balanced by something else, you know.
我们在执行教会生活需要 两方面都顾到。
Yeah, and he talks about, you know, the way he described this is like,
他是这样说。
He said, if the cake are not turned, one side would be burned and the other side will remain raw.
如果有一个饼它 只有一面烤过了，烤焦了，另外一边完全没有翻过，像没有翻过。
If you want to bake a cake, make sure you balance the heat.
你在烤一个饼的时候，你一定要把那个
火 by turning the cake
平衡，而且要翻饼。
And so it says speciality needs to be balanced by generality.
这个专特的点需要用一般性来平衡。
And he said, you know, to do this,
如果你要这样做
we want to practice the God-ordained way.
我们就需要来实行神命定的路。
We need to take care of our background.
我们要顾到我们的背景
our present situation.
还有我们目前当前的情况
And also care for the many churches on this globe.
而且顾到全球各地的教会
You know, the Lord has done so much through the years.
主在这么多年做了许多的事。
You know, the churches has a lot of things that are going on.
然后在教会中有许多许多的事。
You know, so when we say we are practicing the God-ordained way, we should not disregard all these things. You know,
他说我们在实行神命定之路的时候，不要把其他的事放弃掉。
You know, let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
When Bro Lee was in Taiwan, between the year of 84 to 89,
在八四年到八九年在台湾的时候
he wants to talk about we as Christian need to be balanced in our meeting.
他说我们在基督徒的聚会需要平衡。
We should have the big meetings, but we also need to have the group meetings.
我们需要有一个大聚会，也要有一个排聚集。
And he says that's the two wings on a plane.
好像一个飞机上的两个翅膀。
You know, you need to have the wing of big meetings. You have to have the wing of group meetings.
你要有一个大聚会的，另外一边是排聚集。
So he said, if you have only one wing, you cannot fly.
如果你只有一个翅膀，就会掉下来。
So he talks a little bit about, you know, maybe we should concentrate also in not just meeting in the meeting hall.
而且我们的聚集不光只是在会所里面的聚集。
But you know, some saints took it wrongly.
有些圣徒们就领会错了。
He said, "Oh, maybe we should get rid of our meeting hall."
我们就把会就不要会所了，关了。
You know that happened?
你知道曾经发生这样的事。
Even here in Texas,
在德州也发生这样的事。
You know they say, "Oh, since we have to meet in group meeting, maybe we should get rid of our meeting hall."
我们因为都在家里聚集了，所以就把会所就不需要了。
You know, and even some think, oh, we have a meeting hall, but let's not meet in a meeting hall. Let's all meet in the homes.
那有些人就说你通通都聚在家里。
And so in the church I was here in Texas,
在德州也有这样的事。
The brothers decided, okay, we're not going to meet on Lord's Day morning. Now we are all going to meet in the homes.
他说我们主日早上我们不在会所里面聚了，我们要在家里聚。
If you don't remember this, this is okay.
如果你不记得没有关系。
But I remember it well.
我记得很清楚。
Because I felt, why are we doing this? You know,
我们怎么会这样做的呢
？Is this really what Brother Lee shared?
这是李弟兄这样交通的吗
？So I decided to do something.
我就想要做一点事。
I called Brother Lee.
我就打电话给李弟兄。
I said, Brother Lee.
我说李弟兄。
The brother said, "Don't meet in the meeting hall. We all go and meet in the homes."
有弟兄们说我们不在会所聚会了，要在家里聚。
And you know, brother said something. He said, "Well,
李弟兄怎么说呢
？If they are going to leave the hall, you bring your whole group into the meeting hall.
如果他们要那个会所是空的，你就把你整个排带到会所去。
Yeah, so now the meeting hall is vacated. Now you bring your group into the meeting hall.
你可以把你的排就带到会所来。
And so I did.
我就把我的牌带到会所。
So our meeting hall never closed on Lord's Day morning.
所以我们的会所从来不关闭。
But we have a small group there.
我们有小牌在那里聚。
And that one day, you know, our Lord is sometimes very humorous.
主有很幽默的，有时候。
That day when we were meeting as a group,
我们在会所一个牌的聚会的时候
，a family came.
有一个家庭人访来。
This is a Texas.Family
是一个德州人
，with so many children，
有很多的孩子
，maybe four or five children，
有四个五个孩子。
They came and knocked on our door，
他们在这里叩门敲门。
Said, "Do you have a meeting today？"
你们今天在这里有聚会吗
？And we say yes，
我们说有啊
，but we just have a small group，
我们只有一个小排。
And that was a Chinese-speaking group，
而且是华语的小排。
So he said, "Is this the church?"
他说这是教会吗
？I said yes.
他说是啊。
Where are the Texans?
怎么都没有看到德州人呢
？I said they are meeting in the home. Can I bring you to the home?
他们都在家里聚，你们要不要去他们家
？He said no, no, no.
他说我不要。
They never return.
他们从来没有回来。
This family never returned.
这个家庭的这个家人从来没有再回来过。
You know, so I fellowship with Benson.
我就跟 Benson 弟兄有交通。
Benson said, "Oh, this is wrong. We all bring our group back into the meeting hall."
我们这样是错误的，所以我们都回到会所来。
Oh, praise the Lord! You know that is what you call being balanced. You know,
我们要学习怎么样被平衡。
A big meeting needs to be balanced with small meeting.
大的聚会要用小的聚会来平衡。
You know, big meeting actually give you a lot of view as to the one body of Christ.
大的聚集给我们一些的很多的意象看见。
But the small meeting actually cherishes and nourishes so that we can go on.
小的聚集乃是在这里喂养牧养我们。
Okay, let's come back to the outline.
我们回到纲目。
A here says.In order to learn to keep the oneness of the body, we must practice this generality.
我们要学习保守身体的一，必须实行这个一般性。
Practicing the God-ordained way while taking care of our background, our present situation, and the many churches around the globe.
实行神命定的路，但要顾到我们的背景和当时的情况。
Then Bradley gave us some advices.
李弟兄在这里给我们一些的忠告。
Regarding the way we live our church life in our locality after we have seen the light concerning the God-ordained way.
关于我们看见神命定的路亮光之后，该如何在我们所在地过召会生活的忠告。
So one is never imposing the God-ordained way on others, nor promoting it.
绝对不要把新路强加到别人身上，也不要鼓动新路。
Yeah, we should never impose.We should not oppose. We should not promote.
我们不应该这个强加或者反对啊，或者在这里鼓动人。
We can just live the God-ordained way life.
我们要活一个神命定的路。
When you live such a life, people will see.
你要过这样的一个生活，人就看得见。
People will see what you are doing.
人家就认识到你所做的是什么。
You know, let me share with you one thing here. May the Lord cover us.
求主遮盖我来做一点见证。
You know, during the pandemic,
在疫情的期间
，You know, we in the church in Anaheim,
在安纳罕的召会
，We stopped all our gospel meeting.
我们把所有的福音聚会停了。
You know, we used to have gospel meeting, and we actually invite people to come and have a meal with us. Then we speak the gospel to them, and then we have a small group meeting after that to make sure they understand what the gospel meeting is all about.
我们经常以前的实行乃是有一个大的福音的聚集，把人带来一起爱宴，一起吃饭，之后又分成小的组，让他们能够了解我们所传讲的。
But during the pandemic,
但是在疫情期间
，they are afraid and we are afraid.
他们害怕，我们也害怕。
We are mutually afraid.
我们彼此都害怕。
So we don't invite anyone.
我们就没有邀请人来。
You know, but we feel that something is wrong. You know.
我们里面的感觉有些不对。
If we are limited by what the enemy is doing,
我们就想受提醒到这是这个仇敌所做的。
That it may not please our Lord.
这让这不讨主的喜悦。
No, but what can we do?
我们怎么办呢
？So we decided.
后来我们就决定。
You know, I'm in District 3 in the church in Anaheim.
安纳罕的第三区。
Yeah, so we in District 3 decided.
我们在这个第三区就做了一个决定。
We're still going to preach the gospel.
我们还要继续的传福音。
We cannot invite people to come.
我们没有办法邀请人来。
But we can go to the park.
我们可以到公园去。
So we set up table in the park.
我们在公园就有摆一些桌子。
We wear our N95 mask.
我们戴着我们那个 N95 的口罩。
And we have advertisement free Bible.
我们在这里有一个这个标语说免费的圣经。
And we encourage the saint to participate.
我们也鼓励圣徒们来参与。
But we never impose that they have to do it.
我们并没有强加他们说一定要。
Because at that time people are afraid to go out.
很多时候那时候很多人不敢出来。
So we just say, okay, if the Lord leads you and you feel you can do it.Come to this table.
如果主引导你，你要来，你就来到这边跟我们一起。
You know, I praise the Lord that the Lord has actually gained quite a few people.
赞美主，在那段时间我们还得了许多的人。
You know, when we went to park like this,
我们到公园去的时候
，we were wondering if we need permit from the government.
我们这个政府容不容许我们这样做？
You know, in California, you need permits for everything.
在加州好像都需要得到很多政府的规定。
So we went to the
我们就
the park ranger.
我们到那个公园管理处去。
They asked them.
就问他们。
He said, "Never mind."Just do it.
不需要，你就可以做。
There is no one in the park.
没有，没有人在公园里面。
Because just do it. Don't need a permit.
我们不需要任何的
But actually, there are some people.
那里也有一些人
just cannot stay at home.
许多人他没办法留在家中。
They have to go and walk their dogs.
他们要遛狗。
To them, dogs is more important than people.
狗比人还重要。
So they walked their dogs and they saw free Bible. They came and talked and they got baptized.
他们在那里遛狗，然后就看见有免费的圣经，他们就受浸了。
You know, we never promote this.
我们不鼓动这些。
But I can tell you now,
但是我告诉你
all five districts in the church in Anaheim, we have table.
后来，这个安娜汉召会的五个区都有这样的一个
It's table in all their parks.
在他们不同的公园里面。
Don't you think that's wonderful?
这是不是很好啊？
You know, the enemy wants to do something, we can counteract.
仇敌要做事，我们也能够反对他。
Without promoting, without imposing.
我们不加强迫人做，也不
We just live the life of preaching the gospel.
我们在这里过一个传福音的生活。
Ask the Lord lead us.
让主来引导我们。
You know, it is really wonderful.
这是非常的好。
You know, once you get someone saved,
当你让人得救了之后
you forget about all your problems.
你就忘记你自己的问题了。
Because you share the joys of all the angels.
我们跟天使一同的享受。
They are enjoying one person being saved, and we are enjoying with all the angels.
我们在这里与天使同享这样的喜乐。
Don't you think this is wonderful?
这是不是太好了？
So don't stay at home and be miserable.
不要留在家里而非常的那个下沉。
Just practice without imposing or try to promote it.
在这里要实行神命令的路，但是不要强加在人身上，也不要鼓动人。
To endeavoring to practice the garden way as the Lord leads, according to the limit of circumstances.
第二是说到在环境的限制下，要照着主的带领。竭力实行新路。
You know, during the pandemic, there are so many limitations.
在这个疫情期间，有许多许多限制。
So we need to be nice, but we also need to be wise.
我们需要有智慧。
Okay, and then three here is expressing the Lord's humility and forbearance in any step of the practice of the God-ordained way.
在实行新路的任何一个步骤上，我们需要彰显主的谦卑跟宽容。
You know, brothers talk about this.
李弟兄说到这个点
because there are some situations that happen.
这里有一些的情形发生
You know, some people are very gung-ho for the God-ordained way.
他们非常的不喜欢这个神命定的路
But when they gain some people,
他们得到人
they became so proud.
他们就变成非常的骄傲
You know, so at one time they have all this speaking.
我有一次听到这样的说法。
The church says that they are walking according to God's ordained way.
教会说我们要照着神命令路来实行。
And another church says, oh, we have the new God's ordained way.
另外一个教会说我们有一个新的神命令的路。
And another church says, we have to improve God's ordained way.
另外一个教会说我们有一个更改进的神命令的路。
And then they say, okay, we are the one who improved the improved way.
我们另外一个说我们是一个改进又改进过的。
It has actually happened.
这是真正发生过的事。
It is because of all these things that happened.
因为这些事情在那里发生。
That we have the 32 lessons on the God-ordained way.
我们就有那个有关神命令录的32课。
To make sure the saints doesn't try to compete with one another.
因为他们在这里要好像在这里。
There is only one God-ordained way.
在这里
只有 The way that is ordained by God.
只有一个神所命令的。
No one could improve it.
没有人可以去改进它。
Anyway, all right. The four is never despising anyone who is not positive for the Lord's for the God's ordained way.
不要轻视任何对新路不积极的人。
You know, let me tell you another thing.
我在
You know, all kinds of things happen. You know,
在这些时候发生了很多不同的事。
There's a place.
有一个地方
They classify their people.
他们在这里把人分类
They color coded the saints.
他们在这里用颜色来标志
圣徒们。
And they have, you know, this color is for the positive one that walk the God ordained way.
就有一般积极跟随神命定之路的人。
And this second one is not so much.
另外有一个不是那么的积极。
The third one is about, you know, not doing much.
第三个就不。
And the last one is they oppose this.
第四个就有。
So they classify the whole church.
他把整个教会的人分颜色。
You could really say, "Mamma mia, what in the world is going on?" They actually despise people.
他们在这里藐视人。
They are trying to say that if you don't walk the God-ordained way, you are not in the Lord's recovery.
有人甚至说到，你如果不走神命定的路，你就不在主的恢复中。
This is not the way that we are taking.
这不是我们所实行的路。
You know, just like in a family.
在一个家庭中
，You have the grandpa, you have the father, you have the son.
你有祖父母，有父母。
You know, everyone has different capacity and energy.
每一个人有不同的性能跟能力。
You know, the grandson, they could run all day.
那个孙子可以到处跑，整天跑。
You cannot expect the grandfather.
他们不，你我们没办法让这个祖父要这样做。
Do somersault.
他们没办法这样做。
翻倒，
会翻倒。
You know, we have to see that everyone is different. You know,
我们要认识到每一个人都不同。
So I remember even when Brother Lee set up the first fellowship concerning the urgent need of the Vital Group.
当李弟兄交通到有关活力牌的当前急切的需要的时候
，There was 9 group that was set up.
那里有九个不同的。
The 9th group is for the senior citizen.
第九个这个那个团是。为了这个年长的圣徒
，And he told this group, you don't have to go out and preach the gospel.
他说你不需要出去叩门
，But you have a very important function.
但是他们有很重要的功用。
You need to pray for all the 8 vital groups.
他们要把另外为了另外八组出去的祷告
，Much and thorough prayer.
有许多透彻的祷告。
Because without your prayer, these 8 groups will not be able to function.
如果你不祷告，那八个那个。
Oh, it is so wonderful that we recognize the function and capacity of different ones in the church.
我们需要认识到在教会中有不同的，大家有不同的功用。
We should not despise anyone.
我们不应该轻视任何人。
And in 5, always submitting yourself to the present practice of the local churches in your locality with a positive, constructive, and building up spirit and attitude.
总是要以积极建设并建造的灵和态度来服从你当地教会目前的实行。
Oh, never debating, arguing, or fighting with anyone concerning the God-ordained way, but carrying the God-ordained way out in a living and building up way, according to the Lord, instant leading and arrangement.
不要为着新路与任何人辩驳、争论或争执，乃要照着主及时的引导和安排。用活而建造的方式来实行新路
，avoiding any kind of divisive word or deed, in keeping the oneness of the body of Christ with a sweet harmony,
避免任何分裂的言语或行为，以甜美和的和谐保守基督身体的一
，endeavoring to function in all the meetings of the local churches in your locality according to the flow of the present practice.Of your local church,
照着你所在的地的教会目前实行的流，竭力在你当地教会所有的聚会中尽功用。
Okay, 9 is very important. Exercising prevailing prayers for the Lord's new move and for all the churches with all the saints to be graced with the heavenly vision and the bountiful supply of the Spirit.Of Jesus Christ, you know.
第九点是非常重要的，为着主的新行动，运用强而有力的祷告，并为众召会和众圣徒祷告，使他们蒙恩，得着属天的意象和那灵全备的供应。
And item 10 said, keeping fellowship with the churches. It's just not the fellowship with yourself, but keeping fellowship with the churches and the saints in the concern of the Lord's new move.
在第十点也说到关心主新的行动，维持与众召会和众圣徒的交通。
Okay, now 3 here says.
第三大点。
The practicality of the church life.
这里召会生活的实行。
You know, it's very important that we see the practice of the church life must be by life.
在召会生活最重要的是生命。
You know, we cannot say, oh, because we want to practice, we just do anything according to what we know.
你不能说照着你所知道的你去做。
It must be by the leading of the life of Christ.
要照着里面引导的生命来做。
That's why Ahier said, life is the primary thing in the practicality of the church life.
第一终点说到生命是教会生活实行里的主要的事。
Oh, and what kind of life is this? It's the resurrection life.
这是一条什么路？是一条死而复活的路。
That's why B says God ordained way being a way of death and resurrection.
这里说到神命定的路是一条死而复活的路。
Without death, you cannot experience resurrection.
没有死就没有办法经历复活。
We need to be nullified so that we can experience the resurrection life of Christ.
我们需要被除去，然后才能够经历复活的
生命。Oh, and C is the God ordained way being a way to revive people.
神命定的路是一条叫人得复兴的路。
In order to do this, we need to dispense Christ.
我们在这里要供应基督。
If you just dispense coffee, it's not to revive them.
供应咖啡不够啊，没有办法让人复兴。
You know, a church, they think, you know, to practice the vital group is to invite people to coffee and tea.
你有时候会要在实行这个时候需要邀请人来喝咖啡、喝茶。
It may be some cherishing there.
在这里有一些的顾惜。
But the nourishing must follow.
我们不光有顾惜，我们还需要有喂养，需要把基督供应他。
Otherwise, you know, they will not be revived.
不然的话，他们就没有办法得复兴。
Okay, and then Dieter said, God will only develop each one's gift, function, and capacity of life.
生命定的路是开发每一个人生命的恩赐。
You know, praise the Lord that all of us receive something from the Lord.
我们都在这里有功用。
You know, but this.Capacity that we receive from the Lord needs to be developed.
我们的性能也需要得发展。
You know, just like a child, they have all the capacity to do all the things that human being can do.
就像小孩子，他的生命里面是所有人的生命的那个功能都在他里面。
But they still need to grow in life.
但他们需要长大。
And the best way to grow in life is to eat.
他们要长大的路就是吃。
Eat and drink of Christ.
吃喝基督。
Oh, so that you can develop your gift, your function, your capacity of life.
就能够开发你生命的恩赐、生命的功用，还有生命的性能。
And he is just telling us that the God-ordained way being God-ordained and scriptural way to practice the church life.
第五终点是说到我们神所命定合乎圣经的实行是教会生活之路。
Okay, now we come to four.Roman number four is again talking about the new revival.
第四大点说到新的复兴。
The new revival that will bring the Lord back.
这个新的复兴要把主带回来。
This should be the last revival.
这是一个最后的复兴。
You know, it's not once a year revival.
不是一年一次的复兴。
It's a new revival, the revival that will bring the Lord back.
这个复兴要把主带回来。
So these three points, I think we have.Covered that quite a few times.
在这里，我们已经这三个点我们常常提到。
But how about let's all read these three points?
我们是不是一同来读
？Let's read this into our being.
把这些话读到我们自己的里面。
Okay, A he says.
第一终点。
We can enter into the new revival.
我们借着时代的指示，达到神圣启示的高峰，而进入新的复兴。
Through the ministry of the age.I hope that the saints in all the churches throughout the earth, especially the co-workers and the elders, will see the revelation, then rise up to pray that God would give us a new revival, a revival which has never been recorded in history. B. If we practice living the life of a God-man, spontaneously a model living in the economy of God,Will be built up. This model will be the greatest revival to bring the Lord back. We should all declare that we want to live the life of a God-man. Eventually, the God-man will be the victor, the overcomer, the Zion within Jerusalem. This will bring in a new revival which has never been seen in history, and this will end this age.C, We can enter into the new revival by shepherding people according to God, having the Father's loving and forgiving heart, and the Savior's shepherding and seeking spirit. I hope that there will be a genuine revival among us by our receiving the burden of shepherding. If all the churches receive this teaching to participate in Christ's wonderful shepherding, there will be a big revival in the recovery. Okay, I will end here so that you can have enough time to prophesy.
我就停在这里，我们有足够的时间来申言。